We're so happy. I mean, that this time the UN forces really went through to stop what was going certainly to happen yesterday, was which was once again a bloodshed. There were, you know, so many troops of the National Security and Defense, police, that went to Abobo, PK-18, where you had this bloodshed who took place a couple of days ago, and where four policemen got shot dead. And, you know, there were hundreds of these people over there, and we were afraid that during the night, you know, something really bad would happen. As you know, we've been talking with the UN forces here to say that the role was protecting the population. But, you know, for quite a while, we didn't quite understand each other on what the mandate was exactly about. Finally, I think that yesterday night, the representative of the Secretary General himself, I think, was in one of these cars that went over there very late, around midnight, I was told, on that side, and they really were able to go through and to protect the people and certainly to prevent more deaths. I think it's a very critical point. We're just hoping that they will move forward on this very good attitude so that more and more people get protected. And I think this is the way to peace, and we are certainly on a good path now.
Now, with Prime Minister Raila Odinga expected today, Friday, will Ouattara talk to him about the need to work with the AU to prevent further bloodshed in this instance?
I think definitely President Alassane Ouattara is talking with so many institutions, Human Rights Watch, Amnesty International, the International Court of Justice, I mean, so many people, to tell them, we have to stop this bloodshed. We don't want any more victims. These people are killing and killing and killing again. Now that United Nations forces are getting in to protect the people, maybe it will improve the prevention of any trouble. But definitely, President Ouattara is going to talk about this with Prime Minister Odinga. But then also listen to Odinga as far as his talk with former President Gbagbo are concerned. As you know, the African Union, as well the ECOWAS, have recognized Alassane Ouattara as the elected president of Cote d'Ivoire. But since then, they have been sending delegation, and Prime Minister Odinga himself came already to talk to former President Gbagbo, to tell him, step down peacefully. There is no need to go for a civil war or a bloodshed just because someone who has lost doesn't want to leave. We really have to be a model. We have to show the way through the past to all other African countries. The preparing this election was such a success that it's so bad that we're finally ending on this post-electoral crisis. So I think it's once again going to talk to President Gbagbo on what are the conditions that he is ready to accept to step down peacefully. I think talks will certainly be around this issue, and he should come back to President Ouattara to tell him, you know, what went on with President Gbagbo for leaving this palace is really wanting.
Minister Achi, former Prime Minister Ouattara asked the International Criminal Court to investigate what he described as atrocities or killings being perpetrated in Ivory Coast. The UN says that it has uncovered a third mass grave. What has the ICC said so far about his request to begin investigations in Ivory Coast?
I think they fully agreed to send an investigation team here, and I think this is something that the team should become coming in the next few weeks or so. I think they are fully engaged in that, and as you know, the United Nations itself here in Cote d'Ivoire has started a pre-study themselves. They have, you know, a few hints about, you know, how it happened, where it did happen, so on and so forth. And people, you know, the international community and the International Criminal Court is really involved and committed. And they have pretty fairly received the request that President Ouattara sent, and they should be here soon.
What are your expectations as former Prime Minister Ouattara meet with Kenya's Prime Minister Raila Odinga Friday?
But I guess, as I said, it all depends on how the talks between Odinga and former President Gbagbo will go. President Ouattara has nothing particular to say, but just, I won the election. I just want to take care of my people. You know, these people voted for me expecting that I change their life, education, health, infrastructure. I mean, there's so many things to be done in a country which is now getting out of 10 very difficult years of crisis. I want to start to work for them. Now, he should step down without condition. Now, if he wants some advantages, former head of state advantages, amnesty, so on and so forth, these are things we can talk about. But you cannot block and do a blockage in the country for more than a month now just because you don't want to leave, step down and leave office, knowing that you have lost. So Odinga is coming to see former President Gbagbo and tell him, brother, please, you have to step down. And depending on what President Alassane is ready to, his openness, is ready to do for former President Gbagbo, maybe Odinga will go back and forth. But we've always said it. President Alassane Ouattara did not ask for negotiation, for mediation. He's just asking for former President Gbagbo to step down. But ECOWAS, as an African, West African head of state and state union, has said, if we could avoid using force and have former President Gbagbo leave peacefully, we will do every single thing we can to avoid more victims. And that's what they are doing, and the same thing for African Union. The key issue is, how long are we going to wait for former President Gbagbo to understand that it is in his own interest, in the interest of Cote d'Ivoire, in the interest of the West African region, in the interest of the whole African continent, that he step down peacefully? If it takes too long, then he might oblige people to have no other choice but using force. You know, but we cannot stay like that with one person taking hostage a whole nation. You know, this, we are in 2010. We are not in 1960. You know, you cannot take hostage a whole nation like that because you want to stay on power all your life. This is something that nowadays no one can accept. And our people here in Cote d'Ivoire, they will not accept it. Not today, neither tomorrow, never ever.